welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for June 21st, 2025. And we have a rather serious question here, and I hope I'm able to help this person. His name is Will, and he lives in the Midwest, he says, and he asked this question because he comes to the website. He gets a glean of what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to teach, and he asked this question because I talk about it a great deal. Why do I need to cut the ties that you say bind us to ourselves? What are you trying to accomplish here? What would we accomplish, then, he says here, Will. Well, this is a very difficult thing. 99% of the people that I have the privilege and honor of working with do not do what I'm saying here. They just can't do it. They won't do it. Their lives are entwined in some real ugliness, and that's like most people, and that's the way they live their life. Let me read you something from the Tao, which is one of the most beautiful and ancient of all wisdoms in the world. And I teach the Tao. I find it to be the, shall we say, the blueprint for spiritual awakening. He says, now listen, woe to those ignorant people who desire and grasp after pleasure and things that lead to ruin. Those things that lead to suffering and death. Now, Will, in your email, you talk about the idea that you think that people who give up their life, their passions for pleasure and gratifications are missing their life. And you ask me, it seems to me that, you know, you would be missing your whole entire life if you did what you teach. Listen to another insight from Tuang Tzu, who was Lhasa's great student. With nothing to drive you and having no compulsions, needing nothing, being attached to nothing, then you have gained control and are free. You see, Will, we are driven by our body. We are driven by our senses. There are, you know, different kinds of people. Some people have to live their life in ignorance, total ignorance, and that's the majority of this world. This is why there is poor, and this is why there is war. Jesus said, you will always have the poor. You will always find there is wars and rumors of wars. These things are going to happen because of our desires, our ambitions, our pride, our vanity. It's going on right now in our world today. You can see it in our government, and you can see it in other governments. Our government wants to take away the generosity of this society that has flourished for, you know, so many years. And now the empire is falling apart because generosity is not the foremost function of society, of government, of people. It all gets down to you and me. So why do you need to cut the ties that bind you? Because if you don't, you will live your life, as Lhasa says, in ruin. And most people that I know live their life in ruin. They want to have a good time. The whole idea of life to most people is what they can, quote, unquote, get out of it. They're looking for party time all the time. Things in most people's minds should come easy, quick, fast, no problem. All of this is just not true. The things that are the most valuable things, the things that are most precious, come only when we are willing to allow for that which lives within us that is unclear to us because we are immensely ensconced in our desire, our ambitions, our pride, hence our vanity. And we don't mature. We just don't mature. And maturity is knowing that which is valuable from that which is not. That which is valuable is anything I can take with me through death. You can't take your objects, your things, the people you think that love you, blah, blah. You can't do that. None of us can. And your achievements here on earth, if they were only to prove a point to yourself or to others, then they are not garnered in love and kindness. They are not garnered in great humility, which is the essence, the true essence of generosity. So with all this being said, what value is the idea, or why do we have to cut the ties? Because if we don't, we cause ourselves to live in the repetition of one body after another, both in this world and in the worlds to come. We cause consequence because we go against the grain, because we refuse to understand the grain of life itself. We refuse to be in harmony with it. We want our world and our life to be the way we want our world and our life to be. We're not looking for the awakening. We're not looking for that breakthrough within us where we want nothing with all of our heart. We just don't. We don't care. And we try to live in this world with logic and reasoning. And if things are logical to us, if I can think it, if I can understand it in my thinking, then I think I understand it. I have to realize, and I do this with myself, of course, and with my students, how stupid I am. You've really got to hear me. Stupid can't think beyond the bounds of stupid. Meditation is a way to transcend my stupid, my selfish, my pride, my vanity, my ego. It is a way to transcend it in a way where I am privy now to something beyond my thoughts, beyond the concepts of my thinking, beyond the perimeters and the circumference of my thinking. Now, most people just don't want to do that. Do you want to do that? Will, do you want to discover something greater in this world than yourself, than the world itself? Do you want to understand the nature of life beyond the perimeters and the limitations of what you can think? Probably not. You're probably very comfortable, as you say in your email. You talk about this idea of cutting the ties. You want to be able to keep your inner possessions and being possessed by your possessions and still have a, quote, better or different life. Maybe one that you think is more, shall we say, appropriate for you, blah, blah. Whatever that is, not true. Won't happen, can't happen. You can try for many, many lifetimes, and that's what most people do. They don't believe what I'm saying is true, but you have to find out for yourself. You have to have your own direct experience. And when you and I have our own direct experience, that's when the meaning and the substance of our life starts to become very important. We no longer live for the sake of what we can get, what other people think of us, about amusing ourselves and wasting our life on gratifications one after another. And there are so many that it just becomes very difficult for the average pedestrian mentality to really understand what they're doing to themselves. I know my answer isn't really what you wanted to hear. I understand that, but it is my answer, and it is my direct experience as well. So I look at it like it's a chance to help you in every way that I can. Maybe I just planted a little seed. Who knows? Anyway, Will, thank you for your email, and I hope it's a good explanation for you. Anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. If you have a question, you know you can write me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. I'll be back on the air next week. As always and truly, please forgive me. Namaste.